Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. New survey signals big trouble for President Biden. The administration releases many Haitian migrants into the USA. The first National Hockey League team mandates vaccine for all players. Australians clash with police over draconian lockdown rules. Also ahead, abortion, the true story that no one wants to tell. But first, new poll from Gallup says President Biden's approval rating cratering among independent voters especially. Just 37% support Mr. Biden now, down from 61% following his inauguration. Overall, 43% give the president a thumbs up, a whopping 53% disapprove. A majority of Americans now blame the president for the border crisis and Afghanistan. The Department of Homeland Security releasing migrants from Haiti into the USA after telling the public the refugees would be sent back to their home country. DHS is now admitting families, adults with children, and pregnant women will be given NTR cards, that is, notice to return, and check in with immigration authorities. However, there's no mandate that they do so and no ability to track them. This is another colossal mess at the border. The New York Islanders hockey team becoming the first one to mandate COVID vax for all players, said the general manager, quote, "We will not allow any player in our organization to participate unless they are vaccinated." The National Hockey League does not require the injections for athletes, but allows organizations to suspend unvaxxed players without pay if they get COVID. The Islanders will be the first of any professional teams to mandate. Thousands of angry Australians clashing with police in Sydney and Melbourne, the two largest cities down under, for the third day straight. The demonstrators demanding the government reopen the economy after 6 weeks of strict lockdown. Desperate residents in nearby New Zealand, also struggling with the pandemic, folks in Auckland are banned from ordering food from restaurants. Two men were arrested this week for trying to smuggle hundreds of dollars of Kentucky Fried Chicken into the city. In a moment, abortion and America. The situation is truly shocking. Right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the truth about abortion that is never reported by the corrupt American corporate media. First, the facts. Abortion was first legalized on the planet by communist countries as a means of population control, beginning with the Soviet Union in 1920, followed by China, then North Korea. Right now, there are just 7 countries in the world with few limits on abortion. They are the United States, Canada, Argentina, Australia, Vietnam, China, and North Korea. All the rest have timelines for destroying a fetus. For example, the UK bans abortion, any abortion, after 24 weeks. Ireland, 12 weeks. Germany, 14 weeks. France, 14 weeks. Italy, 90 days. Sweden, a very liberal country, bans abortion after 18 weeks. In Mexico, abortion is legal only to save a mother's life. In Israel, it's only legal to preserve health, permitted in cases of fetal impairment, incest, and rape. There are few countries where abortion is entirely banned. They are Nicaragua, Honduras, Egypt, Iraq, the Philippines, Senegal, and Madagascar. So you can see that America has the most abortion liberalism in the entire world on the federal level. But now some states like Texas and Mississippi are challenging the feds, trying to limit abortion. The Supreme Court will hear those cases soon. So the question becomes, how did America, which touts life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, how did the USA become so liberal on abortion? Two reasons. The women's movement brands those who oppose abortion as misogynistic, haters of women. Reproductive rights are now civil rights, and that has caught on. So the opposition to abortion has been demonized. The second reason is that the corporate media is ardently pro-abortion, and they encourage the women's movement to attack the pro-life movement. Everybody knows this. And if you oppose the media for doing that, those people will try to hurt you. And they have, obviously, a lot of power. So if you stack up the women's movement with the media, the national media, that is a powerful 1-2 punch and has negated a lot of opposition to the abortion process in America. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, because we're not afraid of anybody, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out Killing the Mob, my new book, in a moment. Something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 152 years ago today, a young girl named Mary Mellon was born in a tiny Irish village. She grew up, of course, to be an adult, and she will forever be associated with disease, sickness, and death. This is a story of Typhoid Mary. As a teen, young Mary emigrated to the USA in 1883. By 1900, Miss Mellon was a cook working in the houses of wealthy families in New York City. Her signature dish, freshly prepared peach ice cream. Between 1900 and 1907, Mary cooked in the homes of seven families, the last one on Park Avenue. And in all of them, people fell sick and or died. Each time, she slipped away and found work elsewhere. The family of one of the victims hired a researcher named George Soper. After months of snooping around New York City, the detective discovered Mary was an asymptomatic carrier of typhoid fever. She would never get the disease herself, but she would never stop transmitting it to others. The press quickly labeled the cook Typhoid Mary. She was quarantined for 3 years, eventually released after promising never to cook again, but she lied. Mary broke that promise and began working for wealthy families under a new identity, Mary Brown. She was eventually captured by police and spent the last 23 years of her life in forced isolation. She was fated to cook only for herself until her death in 1938 at the age of 69. In total, Mary was responsible for infecting 51 people with typhoid, resulting in 3 deaths. And here's something else you might not know. It was likely Mary's famous peach ice cream spread the disease. Doctors believe the germs would have been killed by high temperatures needed to prepare hot food. The bacteria was likely passed into the uncooked ice cream through fresh peaches Mary cut with her bare hands. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.